弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴再一次我们借助网络拜神。
I'm very glad that once again through the internet we can come together and worship God.
今天我跟大家要分享的信息是善于应变。
Today the message I want to deliver to you is coping with change.
那么新冠病毒的流行呢，改变了这个世界。
The spread of the coronavirus has changed the world.
也正在改变着人类的生活。
It is also changing the life of a human race.
随着美国的疫情出现了拐点。
From the turning point of the United States in the pandemic.
那么总统跟州长们正在激烈的争论说什么时候可以放松目前的管制。
So the president and the state governors are debating fiercely about when to start the economic change.
以及如何要恢复我们国家的经济。
How to relax the current control and then to recover our economics.
所以我想每个人都希望尽快的恢复正常。
Of course, I think everyone hopes that we can return to normalcy as quickly as we can.
但是怎么样恢复，如何恢复，又要确保疫情不会卷土重来，这确实对我们来说是一个难题。
But how to recover and in what manner to recover and to make sure that the pandemic will not come back again, it is indeed a difficult question.
可以预见的是呢，在这疫情当中，那么世界各国的经济啊，都受到了重创。
What we can foresee is that during this pandemic,Every country in the world, their economics has suffered greatly.
那么疫情之后的世界呢，肯定会有一个很大的改变。
And the world after the pandemic will have a huge change.
这个改变可能对我们每个人的生活都会产生一些影响。
And this change may cause an impact on our lives.
这个需要我们大家做好。这个心理的准备。
So it requires us to have a good preparation for that.
那本身应对变化呀，并不是件容易的事情啊。
It is not easy to cope with change.
你看，病毒就突然间来临，一下子我们大家不得不待在家里面，生活的节奏一下就改变了。
We know that the virus came very suddenly, so we all confined at home, and the rhythm of our daily living has changed.
最初几天大家待在家里可能还有点新鲜感啊。
In the first few days when we stayed at home, you know, this is something new, so we think it's okay.
但是一复一日这样子大家的生活空间一下子被压缩了。
And then after the days prolonged, we feel that we are being compressed.
那我们就觉得有一些厌烦哈。
So we begin to feel bored.
那以前你回到家里面，你就是属于自己的空间，你就不需要考虑工作的事情。
Before when you got back home from work, you know this is your own time, your own space. You don't have to worry about your work.
那么现在呢，很多人要在家里面工作，这个界限一下变得模糊了。
But now many people have to work at home, so the boundaries become obscure.
上班跟下班是一样的，周一跟周五也没有什么差别。
So to get to work or return home from work, and then Monday and Friday, they're not much different.
所以时间久了的话，人的情绪啊，这种焦虑跟烦躁会慢慢的开始上升。
So as the time prolonged, our anxiety and our worry will begin to increase.
那对于这种现象，英文专门有一个特别的名词叫 cabin fever。来描述这种情况哈。
To this phenomena, there is a special term in English called cabin fever.
这种就是因为人长期的隔离，那么造成情绪上的一种波动哈。
And this is because the long isolation creating the fluctuation in our emotions.
所以我们看到说有些体育界的人士呢，就跟总统去抱怨说，你要赶快开放才可以。
So people in the sports world, you know, are calling out to the president to open up the country right away, quickly.
因为以前在这种体育方面呢，是每天非常热闹、非常激动的一个 人心的一个时刻啊。
Because when people watch sports before, you know, they get very excited.
但是突然间一下安静下来，这些人每天不得不待在家里面，很难过这种寂寞的生活。
But to stay calm and peaceful at home and feel lonely, people are not used to that.
所以人们很自然就要盼望说，我们尽快要恢复这种正常的生活。
So people long to go back to the normalcy.
所以我们也看到最近呢，也陆续有一些示威抗议，说这种要赶快取消居家令才可以。
And recently we see many protests or demonstration. They want to be able to go out.
但是我们看到目前疫情的发展呢，那么可能还需要相当一段的时间，这个感染的人数才会有明显的改善。
But based on the statistics and the current situation of the spread of pandemic, it will probably take a little longer before the change will come.
可能需要我们有很多的耐心来面对目前的改变。
So it requires a lot of patience on our part to face the change.
其实这个可以在家工作还是比较幸运的。
So those people who can work from home are more fortunate.
那很多人是没有办法在家工作的。
And there are many people who are not able to work from home.
可能是处于一种失业或者是半失业的状态。
Maybe they're unemployed or they're semi-unemployed.
那么还有些呢，必须要外出工作的。
And there are some people who have to go out to work.
这样的话就面临一个暴露在病毒的这个被感染的威胁之下。
And they expose themselves to the danger of being contracted with the virus.
那么很多的医护人员，其实我们当中也有些人是做这方面工作，都要这样去工作。
And many medical staff are in this situation, and then some of us in our church are facing the same situation.
那我们也看到很多是必须要工作的，有一些属于是超市里面的工作人员。
And some people who have to go to work are the people working at the supermarkets.
他们其实挣的薪水都很少。
Actually, their earning is not that great.
别人谈也谈不到说他们像医护人员这么高尚。
And when we talk about the supermarket workers, their career is not as noble as the medical staff.
但是同样，他们要面对被病毒感染的危险。
But they face the same danger of being contracted with the virus.
所以我们看到现在这种工作的不稳定，还有必须要工作又面临危险，所以我们每个人都担心各种各样的问题跟压力。
So people face different worries and pressure, whether they have to go out to work and be exposed to the virus, or they have to stay home and feeling bored.
因为甚至有一些已经退休的人，其实也似乎是没有工作上的忧虑，但是也是有他们自己的难处啊。
People who are retired don't have to worry about their work, but they have their own difficult situations.
因为我们知道新冠病毒对这个年长、体弱或身体健康有问题的人呢，是特别有相当大的危害啊。
Because we know the coronavirus is detrimental to people who are elderly or people who are ill with certain disease.
所以年长的是一群高危的群体。
So the elderly group is a high-risk group.
那么祖父我们做最大的喜乐呢，其实就是要盼望着常常跟儿孙们相聚啊。
So the elderly people, grandparents, the most pleasant time is to spend time with their grandchildren.
那么现在这个已经成为一种奢侈了。
This has become a luxury.
那么除非生活了不便呢，老人可以要格外的要忍耐这种寂寞跟孤独。
So besides being inconvenient, the elderly have to endure being alone.
单身的人士也是一样啊，生活的空间也被压缩。
The single people also felt being compressed in their living space.
因为社会的隔离呢，你没有办法像以前那样去接触你其他的朋友跟关系啊。
Because of the stay-home isolation, you cannot have contact with people that you used to have.
所以这对我们来说也是一个挑战。
So this is a challenge for all of us.
其实最辛苦的是有那个小小孩的父母。
And parents with small children are the most difficult.
现在是24个小时要照顾孩子。
So they have to take care of their kids 24 hours a day.
而且还要在家里面上学。
And they have to teach them at home.
我想这其中的辛苦是可想而知。
So we can imagine how hard they have to work.
那这个学期呢，我想大部分的学校已经都关闭了。
I believe most schools have closed for this semester.
那么暑假的活动也陆陆续续都要取消。
And summer activities have been gradually canceled.
所以家长们要想着怎么样在家里面去照顾这些孩子，估计要到秋天才会有希望说能够按时开学。
So the parents have to make some plans throughout the summer before the school may possibly reopen in the fall.
或许我们每个人的生活形态都不一样。
Maybe we have different living styles.
但是这突如其来的改变对于我们每个人都有一定的挑战。
But these sudden changes definitely have poses challenges for all of us.
它也需要我们说怎么样去改变我们自己的生活形态来适应这种新的环境。
It also requires us to change the way we live, to adjust, to cope with these new changes.
这个需要我们一起来思考。
So we need to consider this together.
因为人普遍的有一种现象呢，是来拒绝改变，不希望有改变。
Because it is very common for us to resist change.
那么一旦了形成了习惯呢，我们就很不情愿去改变我们已经有的习惯。
Once we have formed a habit, we do not want to change that habit.
那么这种对改变的抵制啊，是很常见，也是很正常的。
So this resistance to change is very common.
那因为改变呢，给我们带来一些个压力哈。
Because when we think about change, it adds pressure to us.
也失去了原有的一些安全感。
And also lose our sense of security.
有些人可能表现得比较消极一点。
Some people may become passive.
那么有些，比如说就忽视啊，回避这样子。
For example, they ignore the change or they avoid the change.
那么有些人会表现得比较主动、啊、就会推迟或者反对抵制这样的改变。
Some people are more reactory, so they would resist or deny that they have to change.
但是当改变无法避免的时候啊，无论上述哪一种情况，都会带给我们一定的焦虑跟不安的。
So no matter how you face the change, it will bring certain worry and anxiety.
那么在我们面对这个疫情所带来的一系列的改变哈，这对我们来说也是一个挑战，我们怎么样去改变我们自己。
So with all the changes brought by this pandemic, it poses a challenge for us that we all need to know how to cope with the change.
其实改变并没有这么可怕哈。
Actually, it is not that fearful or fearsome to face changes.
你看，我们教会聚会的方式改变了，现在弟兄姐妹，我们在网上聚会，我看大家也非常的喜欢哈。
For example, our church, we have to meet online. This is a change, but I see that we kind of like it pretty much.
那么，在这个面对这些改变的时候，我们要知道说，我们抓住那个不是要那些改变是必会改变，不可能停止不动的东西哈。
And then during this time, you know, the more important thing is not to grab hold on those things that are changeable.
因为我们要抓住那个些是不会改变的东西。
We need to hold on to those that are unchangeable.
那什么东西是不会改变的呢？
And so what is unchangeable?
那在这个世界里面，所有的东西都会改变。
We know that in this world, everything will change.
唯有耶稣基督是不改变的。
Only Jesus Christ will not change.
所以在希伯来书第十三章第八节这样讲。
So in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8, it says,
耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
耶稣基督不会改变。
Jesus Christ will not change.
我们信奉的上帝也不会改变。
And the God we believe will not change.
因为上帝是我们的堡垒。
Because God is our fortress.
耶稣基督是我们避难的安全港湾。
And Jesus Christ is a harbor and our refuge.
所以这是我们坦然面对改变的一个基石。
So this is the way how we change, how we face the change.
所以我们知道了这些东西不会改变，我们就要抓住这个不会改变的东西。
So when we know these unchangeables, we should grab hold onto these unchangeables.
其他的东西可以改变，我们也可以接受这样的改变。
So any other changes, we can accept them.
所以我们基于这样的认知啊，我们从圣经可以看，大概有啊，既然是神是不改变的，那么在神跟我们的关系当中，有三样东西是不改变的。
So based on this understanding, there are three things between God and us that will not change.
首先，上帝对我们的爱不会改变。
First, God's love for us will never change.
所以，当上帝向以色列人显现时，就在耶利米书第31章第三节这样讲：“我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。”
God appeared to Israel and said, "I love you with an everlasting love, and I draw you to myself with my mercy and loving kindness."
无论世界上发生什么事，神的爱永远与我们同在。
No matter what happens in the world, God's love will always be with us.
即使世界发生了翻天覆地的变化，上帝对我们的爱没有改变。
Even if the world turned around, God's love will not change for us.
他不会抛弃我们。
He will not abandon us.
也不会掩耳不听我们的祷告。
And he will not cover his ears from listening to us.
相反，他乃是每日都眷顾我们的需要。
On the contrary, he will care for our needs every day.
那么第二点不改变是上帝的话没有改变。
Second, God's word will never change.
所以耶稣就在宣告啊，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
Jesus declared that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away.
所以这是记录在马太福音第24章35节。
This is from Matthew chapter 24 verse 35.
所以这个真理呢是经过考验的。
This truth has been tested through time.
如果我们的人生是建立在上帝的话语之上，
If our life is built upon God's word,
无论任何的风浪都将无法摧毁。
Any storm cannot destroy that faith.
但是如果我们人生是建立在沙土或者是泥潭之上，
But if our life is built on the sand or on a swamp,
那么你可以暂时看到是一时的辉煌。
You can only experience a temporary, a short-term prosperity.
但是风暴一来就立刻土崩瓦解。
But when the wind and the rain came, it will collapse.
那么最后一点是上帝给我们的应许没有改变。
And lastly, the third, God's promise for us will not change.
就是他的救恩计划是贯穿于人类整个历史之中的。
God's salvation has come down through the ages.
并且最终在全世界都要实现上帝的国度。
Eventually, God's kingdom will come to the whole world.
所以无论这世界怎么变化，上帝对他子民的救赎，这个计划是没有改变的。
So no matter how the world changes, God's plan of salvation for us will not change.
所以他一刻也不会停止工作。
So he will not stop his work.
那么时时刻刻呢？保护神的子民免受仇敌的攻击。
And he will protect his children from the attack of the enemy.
所以啊，世界的变迁呢，不但不会阻止上帝的工作。
So not only the change of the world will not hinder God from his work.
恰恰相反。
And on the contrary.
上帝甚至可能就是这世界变迁这个背后的一个推手。
God is even...The hand that pushes the change around the world.
为的什么呢？为的是要拯救人类，达到这个最终的目的。
To achieve his final purpose of man's salvation.
好，弟兄姐妹，我们现在讲到这世界上 只有一样东西是永远不改变。
So we have talked about that there's one thing in the world that will never change.
那就是耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远他永远不会改变。
Which is Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He will never change.
那么基于这一点我们看到说上帝跟我们的关系当中我们发现有三个方面是不会改变。
So based on this understanding, we see that there are three things between God and us that will not change.
所以第一个就是上帝的跟我们的爱不会改变。
First, God's love for us will not change.
那么第二个就是神的话语它不会改变。
Second, God's word will not change.
第三个就是神的救赎计划不会改变。
And third, God's plan of salvation will not change.
这是在圣经中我们也看到当以色列亡国的时候那个对于以色列人真是一个翻天覆地的改变。
So we see when the Israel as a nation, when they perished, you know, was a time of in their history that is turned around, upside down.
圣殿呢，甚至都被摧毁，然后圣殿里所有的器皿被挪走，他们的国家整个的消亡。
So even the temple was destroyed, all the holy utensils were taken away, and the country perished.
那么其中有一个年轻人他名叫但以理的他就被掳到了巴比伦国这个地方。
But there was a one young person, Daniel, he was taken to Babylon.
我们看到说他要学习一个新的国家的语言适应一个新的国家的环境。
We know that Daniel had to adjust his life to the new country and learn the new language and adjust himself to the new environment.
那么我们从但以理的这个故事我们知道上帝是怎么样大大的去使用他的。
And from the story of Daniel, we know that how God used him mightily.
所以我们的环境会改变，但是神是不会改变。
So our environment will change, but God doesn't change.
如果我们将自己的身心呢，安置在上帝这些不可改变的属性和工作上面。
So if we put ourselves upon God's attributes and his work, which don't change,
我们自然就可以坦然面对人生啊，很多的改变。
Naturally, we can face many changes in our life peacefully.
因为有些改变是没有办法避免的。
Because some changes are not avoidable.
与其抵制呢，不如顺应这样的变化。
We rather just submit to this change rather than resisting the change.
这是一种态度一种拥抱改变的态度
So this attitude of embracing the changes is good for us
对这是一个成长的机会
Because this is an opportunity for us to grow
我们完全可以像但以理那样在这个改变当中我们以敬畏神的心呢，可以让我们人生的境界更上一个台阶
We can all be like Daniel, that during these changes, we can advance our level of life to a different degree.
所以我们不是抵制改变，乃是要勇敢的拥抱改变。
So we are not resisting the changes, but we need to embrace the changes boldly.
其实人生啊，从我们出生到现在，其实我们都经历很多很多的改变。
Actually, in our lives, you know, I think we all face many changes.
那么有些是好的事情
Some are good changes
有些是不好的事情
Some are bad things that we have to face
那么不好的改变呢比如说是生病啊失业啊或者亲人过世啊等等
For example, when you get sick or when you lost your job or when your relatives or family got ill
那么自然都给我们每个人增添了很多的压力哈
So naturally these will bring pressures into our lives
特别是这个我们亲人的过世其实对我们是非常大的影响的。
Especially when our family member pass away, you know, it creates a big impact into our lives.
那我知道有一对夫妻他们非常的恩爱哈。
I know a couple who are very loving to each other.
但是她的丈夫呢就提前过世的时候之后呢啊这个妻子就非常的不能够接受这样的事实。
But when the husband passed away, the wife could not accept that fact.
所以呢，她就把自己完全的关闭起来。
So she closed herself up.
甚至每个星期，她都要去墓地那个地方啊，跟她先生去讲话。
And every week she had to go to the seminary to talk to her deceased husband.
不光是刚刚去世，甚至一年一年她都是这样过来的。
She did this not only in the beginning of her husband's passing away, but you know, year after year, she still did the same.
所以当我们把自己沉浸在这个痛苦跟失去，不能够适应一个新的生活的改变的时候，那个真是我们的生命就失去了它本来应有的那个光彩。
So when we soak ourselves in the grief or in the pain, you know, we'll lose the cluster that our life should have.
其实即使是好的改变，也会给我们带来一些压力。
But even though sometimes there are some good changes, they still bring pressure into us.
比如说结婚啊，生子啊，升学啊，毕业啊，等等这些事情都会给我们有带来压力。
For example, to get married, to have a child, to go to school or to graduate, all these bring, you know, pressures and stress to us.
那随着我们年龄的增长啊，我们处理压力的能力啊是越来越差。
And then as we grow older, our ability to deal with changes is decreasing.
这个不是，这个特别是对我们年长的人都是这样啊。
But this is especially true to the elderly population.
我们很难，我们适应一个新的改变啊。
It's even harder for us to adjust to a new change.
但是不要放弃这样改变的机会，因为这是什么？这是我们成长的一个好机会啊。
But don't forsake this opportunity to change because this is a wonderful time for us to grow.
那以前有个老人家，他一直跟儿子媳妇一起住在一起。
There was an elderly person who lived with his son and a daughter-in-law.
那么后来到了一个时候啊，他觉得说要他搬到去一个老年公寓去住的时候，他第一开始非常的不能接受啊。
And then later she had to move, or he had to move to a senior citizen's apartment, and then, you know, it's hard for this person to adjust.
后来有一位牧师特别去家里面去安慰她，去劝她。
So a pastor went to her house to comfort her and to advise her.
后来她就搬到了这个老年公寓去住。
So she moved to the senior citizen's apartment.
结果她发现她非常的喜欢后来。
But then she found out she loved it.
因为那个地方有很多老人家每天都在家里面啊。
Because at that apartment, you know, all the elderly people stayed there and they stayed home.
对呀，他有很多的伙伴可以聊天呐，可以去娱乐呀，可以一起做一些事情。
And she had many friends that she can talk to, she can have entertainment with and to do with.
远远比住在家里面的跟他一天可能从早到晚都见不到其他的人，生活过得更有乐趣。
Which is far better than staying at home when she cannot, you know, see her children during the daytime.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们面临这个世界改变，我们需要改变的时候，真是我建议大家有这一个拥抱改变、拥抱成长的态度。
So I suggest that when the world is changing and we have to face the changes,that we would have the attitude of embracing these changes for us to grow.
So, 我给大家三个建议哈。
So, I have three suggestions for you.
那第一个建议就是要有感恩的心。
First is to have a grateful heart.
说为上帝在这个疫情当中给我们的保护和供应来感恩哈。
Let's be grateful to God's protection and provision during this pandemic.
不是只是看到我们缺乏的，乃是看到我们所拥有的。
Not just to see what we don't have, but to see what we have.
你看这次疫情当中呢，很多的家庭失去亲人啊。
So during this pandemic, many families lost their loved ones.
甚至有的家庭呢，失去几个亲人呢。
Even some family, they will lose several of their family members.
那这些亲人去世又没有办法及时的埋葬，也没有办法安排这个丧葬的事宜。
So with the sudden passing of these family members, they were not able to arrange for their funeral matters or burial situation.
你可以想到这些家庭他们遇到的难处啊，遇到的困难是何等的大啊。
So we can imagine how much sorrow they go through and how difficult it is for them to adjust.
那么在这个疫情当中呢，我们可以免受这样的灾难，应该是幸运。
So we are fortunate when we are spared from the disaster.
所以我们要特别感谢主，我们住在一个小地方。
So we want to thank God, especially when we live in a small city.
那么远离这些个人口比较多的大城市啊。
So we are far away from the cities which are populated.
所以我们的疫情呢不是很严重。
So it's not that serious over where we live.
所以我们怀着感恩的心来过每天的生活。
So we need to be grateful to live our each day.
那第二点建议呢，就是我们大家要彼此的相顾。
And my second suggestion is that we need to care for one another.
那么我们大家呢，可能有人会失去一些经济来源。
Some of us may lose our source of income.
那有人不能正常的开业。
Some people will not be able to open their business.
而且不知道什么时候才可以开业。
And they also don't know when they can go back to work.
那我们当中也有些人在疫情当中必须要出去工作。
And some of us will have to go out to work during the pandemic.
那每个人都面对不同的挑战。
So everyone of us is facing different challenges.
所以我们真是希望大家可以彼此互相的关怀，互相的帮助。
So my suggestion is for us to care for one another and love one another, help one another.
那么我们自己的难处如果是越看就是越多的啊。
If we focus on our difficult situation, it will become more and more.
当我们去帮助别人的需要的时候，其实我们自己得到了很多释放。
But when we do go out and help other people, you know, we can distract ourselves from our own worries.
所以我为特别为我们的教会啊，我来感谢神啊。
I want to thank God especially for our church.
那谈到彼此相顾的话，你们真的不需要牧师再多次的提醒你们。
Talking about caring for one another, you really don't need me to remind you over and over again.
Yeah, 所以弟兄姐妹彼此你们真是有很好的互动，彼此的关怀。
Our brothers and sisters have very good interaction and care for one another.
所以在这个时候我们真的是可以更有创新一点哈。
And we can be even more creative.
那前几天我就看到我的邻居这边呢，突然间就非常的热闹哈。
A few days ago, I saw my neighbors getting very busy.
啊，我过去一看，原来他们在开一个生日的这个庆祝。
When I went over to take a look, they're having a birthday party.
因为这个小孩子呢，他是非常非常要开心要过生日的。
Because the child was very happy and he wanted to celebrate his birthday.
那这个时候没有办法去过生日。那他们就想了一个特别的办法。
So they thought a very special way to do it.
那么所有的每个不同的家庭呢，他们都坐在自己的车里。
So each family would sit in their own car.
哎，他把车里的那个天窗也打开哈，那个小孩就站在天窗里面。
So they opened the sunroof and the child now stood up.
所以每一个家庭呢，一辆车一辆车排着，就围着这个街呢来转来转去。
So each family would sit in that car and surround the whole block.
然后他们有气球啊，有礼物，还在那一起唱生日歌。
So they had balloons and gifts and they were singing happy birthday song.
但是每个人都保持一定的距离哈，谁都不会跟谁挨得很近。
But every person, you know, kept a good distance.
所以弟兄姐妹，这样的改变真是一个很有特色的啊。
So this change brings many, many innovations.
我想这个是小孩子以后长大，他永远会记住他这个别开生面的生日庆祝会。
So I believe this child will forever remember this very special birthday party.
所以弟兄姐妹，那我们彼此相顾啊，所以可以有很多很创意的东西出来哈。
So when we care for one another, we can create many new ideas.
那第三个建议我给大家说，要抓住这个机遇。
My first suggestion for us is to grab hold of this opportunity.
世事变迁呢，既有挑战，也有机遇。
The changes, even though it brings crisis, but it also creates opportunities.
所以我们不是抵制改变，乃是拥抱成长。
So we do not resist the change, but we embrace growth.
可能原先来稳定的工作或者收入没有了。 但是也出现了一些新的机会。
Maybe you lost your job, you lost your income, but it may create a new opportunity for you.
或许你早就应该退休了，但是一直呢下不了这个决心。也许现在就是一个你可以做出这样决定的时候。
Maybe you are supposed to retire, or you're ready to retire, but you never made that decision. Maybe this is a time to make that decision.
或许呢，你一直在想着我想回中国去发展，也下不了这个决心。现在也许你就可以做出这样的选择了。
Maybe you have thought about going back to China to open up a new career, but you cannot make that decision. But now, maybe it's time to make that decision.
也许呢，你一直想自己创业啊，一直没有机会。现在就是你大显身手的机会了。
Maybe you wanted to launch a new career, but you never had the opportunity. Maybe now is the time to do it.
人生道路呢是有很多的艰难。
So there are difficult situations in our lives.
但是上帝会为我们预备出路的。
But God will prepare a way for us.
这世界上的事情是变化莫测。
And the world is very unpredictable.
但是上帝的爱是永远不改变。
But God's love will never change.
我还记得2008年当时那个金融危机的时候哈。
I remember in 2008, we had an economic crisis.
那个时候我刚刚搬来加州哈。
At that time, I just moved to
想说啊，金融危机很多人没有工作，其实你们就可以这样想，就是我刚才跟大家分享的，你可以想一想，哎，这是也许是给你一个机会啊。
And at that time when I preached, I said that the economic crisis made many of you lose your job, but this may be an opportunity for you to create something new.
哎，我讲完道之后，有个年轻的小伙子就跟我说，陈牧师你讲得很好，我终于下决心了，我要改行了。
So after my sermon, a young person came to me and said, Pastor Chen, you did a good job because I'm thinking about changing to a new career.
哎，我是吓了一跳，我心说，哦，这么大的决定，你可是要小心一点，不要啊，我误导了你哈。
I was a little bit taken by him because this is such an important decision. You better pray about it and think more about it.
其实他说他已经为这个问题想了很久。
But he said he has thought about this situation for a long time.
因为以前呢都认为邮局的工作是最稳定的。
Because previously people think working in the post office is a very stable career.
所以他就考邮局做了很多年，最后他当他准备好要做邮局的工作，突然发现邮局的工作不像以前那样好了。
So he prepared himself, he took the test and he passed it, and as he was getting ready to work for the post office, he discovered that it wasn't that good.As he thought.
他只能做一个临时的工作，也不是很稳定这样。
It was only a temporary job, not a permanent job.
但是他呢，最喜欢做的事情其实不是邮局。
But what he likes to do the most is not to work for the post office.
他喜欢，最喜欢做一个厨师。
He wants to be a chef.
所以他说，我去学怎么样去做厨师。
So he said he wants to learn how to become a chef.
啊，我听了他的故事，我说感谢主，既然你有这样的决定的话，那真是可以做你最喜欢做的事情，那是没有比这更好的。
So I said, well, thank God, you know, now you have an opportunity to do what you like the best. So this is wonderful.
所以总而言之啊，面对这个迅速变化的世界，我们看到这里面有上帝的恩典。
So in short, while we face many changes around the world,Let us perceive God's grace in it.
而且在教会当中呢，我们弟兄姐妹有彼此之间的关爱。
And in our church, let us show care for one another among our brothers and sisters.
所以我们一定可以走出这场危机的。
So we can walk out from this crisis.
所以我今天讲的这篇信息呢，讲了上帝，耶稣基督是永远不会改变的。
So my message contains, first of all,Jesus Christ will never change.
这个不会改变影响到他跟我们的关系有三个方面的不会改变。
And his unchangeability is related to three relationships we have with God.
第一个，上帝的爱不会改变。
First, God's love for us will not change.
第二个，上帝的话语不会改变。
Second, God's word will not change.
第三个，上帝给我们的应许不会改变。
And third, God's promises for us will not change.
那我给大家的三个建议，第一个就是让我们有一颗感恩的心。
And I have three suggestions for you. First, let us have a grateful heart.
第二个就是让我们弟兄姐妹可以彼此的相顾。
Second, let our brothers and sisters care for one another.
第三个，不要忘记，危机当中也有机遇，我们要抓住这个机遇。
So third, do not forget that in the crisis, there is also opportunity. So let us hold on to the opportunity.
所以让我们以勇敢的心呢，来面对挑战。
So with a courageous heart, let us face our challenges.
我想有一个故事大家应该可能以前都听说过的。
I think many of you may have heard this story.
那么说有一个母亲她有两个儿子。
There was a mother who had two sons.
他一个儿子是做生意，是卖雨伞的。
One was in a business, he sells umbrellas.
那么他另外一个儿子是卖米粉的。
Another one sells rice sticks.
那么这个母亲呢是非常多愁的善感哈。
And the mother is kind of a worrisome person.
所以当天气晴朗的时候，他就开始为这个卖雨伞的儿子来担心哈。
So when it's a sunshiny day, she worries about the son who sells umbrellas.
雨伞卖不出去了，我的儿子生意怎么办啊？日子怎么过啊
？So on the sunshiny day, my son cannot sell the umbrellas. You know, how can he make an income? How can he live?
所以当天气下雨的时候，他又开始为他的小儿子来担心。
But when it's a rainy day, she starts.
你说这天天下雨，他怎么样去晒米粉呢？没有米粉，他怎么去卖，又怎么生活呢
？So when it rains, how can he take out his rice noodle to dry them? And then without the good dry noodle, how can he sell them and make a living?
其实这个故事只是告诉我们，我们稍稍转换一下看问题的角度，根本就不会这么忧虑担心了。
So this story shows us that when we can change the way we perceive things, we will not be so worrisome.
所以你晴天的时候，你就应该为卖米粉的儿子高兴。
So on the sunshiny day, you know, you should be happy for your son who sells the rice sticks.
那么当下雨天的时候，你就为卖雨伞的儿子开心。
So in the rainy day, you know, you applaud for the son who sells umbrellas.
你每天不都在开心吗
？So every day you're happy.
所以弟兄姐妹。我们就是应该以这样的心情来面对我们生活中的难处和我们生活中的改变。
So my brothers and sisters, I hope that we have this kind of attitude when we face the changes in our life.
愿神祝福我们当中的每一个家庭。
And may God bless each family in our church.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
这世界上虽然有苦难，但是我们在主耶稣基督里面却是有平安。
Even though we have tribulation and hardship in this world, but in Christ we have peace.
主，我们感谢你保守我们当中的每一个家庭。
Lord, we thank you for keeping all the families in our church.
让我们有一个地方可以居住，挡风避雨。
That we have a place to live for shelter.
让我们每天有衣食。可以满足我们身体的需要。
And that we every day we have food and clothing to satisfy the needs of our body.
主，我们更感谢你，让我们有这个教会，我们可以在灵里面彼此的安慰鼓励。
We also thank you that we have this church that we can encourage and comfort one another in the Lord.
主，这疫情的来临，给我们当中每一个人都带来不同的挑战。
We know that this pandemic has brought different challenges for all of us.
让我们在这当中，我们学习怎么样的成长。
Help us to learn how to grow in our situation.
让我们怎么样能够更好的认识你，亲近你。
And how to know you more and to draw closer to you.
让我们更加热心真诚的盼望说主基督再来的那一天。
And let us hope with fervency the day of Christ's return.
主的上帝的国度在地上建立的那一日。
And we hope for the day when your kingdom is finally established on this earth.
主，我们谢谢你给我们的应许，给我们的保
证。We also thank you for your promises.
我们恭敬将一切仰望你。
And we submit everything to you.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.